a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
Leaving, you just got here. Why in the world would you leave when you have just arrived on the scene? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, opening up another hour of conversation. The possibilities are enormous. The possibilities are over the top. The possibilities, wow. Can you imagine, Kenny, what we can accomplish, what good we can do in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program? It's Friday the 10th, one-third of the way through the first month of 2014. And guess what people are talking about? Is it the weather? A lot of talk about the weather this week. Is it Robert Gates' book? I think that's a pretty interesting conversation, actually. Is it more Obamacare? Pot laws. Iran. Iraq. All right, let's get to the latest on Governor Chris Christie. Spent a lot of time over the last couple of days apologizing and doing some damage control. Where did you got to wonder who's the first person that used the term Bridgegate? Ah, that's something unique. Nobody's ever thought of that term. That's brand new. On the scene. All right, so let's bring everybody up to speed, Kenny. Ken Kessler's here. Doug Steffen, you can get to us by, let's see, there are three methods. 888-302-3684. Let's see, you can email Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or you can use our social media, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. So, apparently, the top of the Christie heap, in terms of advisors, aides, a couple of them caught taking revenge on the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, because he didn't support Mr. Christie's reelection. They used the authority of a transportation agency to shut down traffic lanes connecting to Fort Lee. This is about as childish a prank. This is kind of like stealing sand. It's like your son or daughter going next door and stealing sand out of the sandbox because he or she was mad at the other child over next door, and this is the way to get at him. Let's steal some sand from his sandbox. Anyway, they shut down traffic lanes connecting Fort Lee, New Jersey, with the George Washington Bridge, and there were days of gridlock there. It wasn't even smart. I mean, think about it. Isn't this going to get somebody's attention pretty quickly? What's going on? Aren't people going to investigate it? And one would wonder, it was stupid. It was childish. It was immature. Another word for childish. Christie, it would seem to me, the only thing that I find troubling about this is that after maybe a day or two of this, the governor would have noticed, or somebody would have said to him, hey, what's going on with the bridge? What can we do to fix that? Anyway,
they did, and he was told it was some kind of traffic study that was being done.
Really? By these two people that were the ones that cooked it up in the first place?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so a couple of people would be looking for work. Were they fired? I didn't get that far. I can't imagine that they wouldn't be fired, those two.
Yeah, they're out.
Okay. So this was a headache for local traffic. If you've ever been over the GW Bridge, whether it's at tourist time, whether it's traffic time, morning drive, afternoon drive, it's really not a very pleasant experience. Having done it hundreds of times myself, even to go to Fort Lee, to the old CNBC radio, I'm sorry, CNBC television studio there when they first got started, I went there 4 or 5 weekends in a row, drove down from Boston, and it just, those two lanes are always kind of a bottleneck anyway. So this must have been a really, never mind a headache, it must have been a migraine for local traffic. Okay. And not to mention the public safety issue that has come up. And so emergency services personnel, paramedics were delayed in reaching an elderly woman who suffered a heart attack. Wow, who's going to get sued over that one because the woman died?
You better believe the lawyers are circling.
Absolutely. All right, so let's see here. It appears Christie was not directly involved. In fact, none of the released emails indicate he even had any knowledge of the plan. That's what I said yesterday when I first figured this out. This guy is too smart. There's too much at stake. He's not going to screw around with stuff like this. But the children are playing, right? The children. Those are their children. Later today, more than 1,000 pages of documents are going to be released. Investigation continues. Class action lawsuits have been filed against Christie and members of the Port Authority that were involved in these closures, citing lost wages due to the traffic problems. What a headache. What a headache. Unbelievable. But it's more fun. Let's see. Look at all of the other things that we have that we've sort of been around this week. Who wants to talk about global warming anymore? Right? I don't want to talk about that. Who the heck wants to talk about Obamacare anymore? Yeah. We've had enough of Dennis Rodman, haven't we? And Iran? Yeah. We can always talk about Iran. We can always talk about, I don't know, the pot law discussion in college. It's not like that's the first time we've had that. Gay marriage? Give me a break. Between Obamacare, gay marriage, global warming. So retread. We don't want retreads. Want something fresh, new meat for the back room.
Yeah.
So we've got it. You've got it now. What are you going to do with it? What do you think about Chris Christie now? Those of you who are supporters of him, I happen to like the guy. I don't know if I've said this before. If it were Chris Christie versus Hillary Clinton, I don't know. I'd have a hard time figuring out who to vote for, even though they're two. Yeah. You know what? Honest, if you really get down to the nitty-gritty, the two of them are not that much different in terms of philosophy. You get to their core philosophy, not much difference, frankly. Maybe it'll be that they're both pretty interesting candidates, so maybe we'd have a more interesting election. Anything would be better than what we've got and what we've had for the past, what will amount to be 16 years of horrible, horrible, horrible management. At least we know the two of them are pretty good managers. Anyway, here we are. What? I'm talking about 2016. Like it was tomorrow. You know what? In a wink of an eye, it'll be 2016.
It'll be here.
It'll be here. 888-302-3684. Okay. So we'll listen to some of Chris Christie and what he had to say at the press conference. We'll get some talk host overviews here and then some of your calls at 888-302-3684. I'm betting this will be the mainstay of most of our conversation in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 14 after the hour now.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
It used to be hard to find the answers to questions. Like if you wanted to know how fast a peregrine falcon could fly, you'd need to get a falcon and a football field and a friend at the other end with a falcon treat and a stopwatch. Now you don't need any of those things. All you need is a computer and you can know. It's easy to get answers to tax questions, too. You can use a computer to ask TurboTax a question. Like, can I deduct my new laptop? You don't need a Falcon treat to get the answer to that. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Morning. Good day. Hello. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're discussing the latest twist and turn in the road, literally, to Fort Lee. Governor Chris Christie on the hot seat. Here's some of what he had to say at the press conference. There's a two-hour deal.
I come out here to this office where I've been many times before, and I come out here today to apologize to the people of New Jersey. I apologize to the people of Fort Lee, and I apologize to the members of the state legislature. I am embarrassed and humiliated by the conduct of some of the people on my team. There's no doubt in my mind that the conduct that they exhibited is completely unacceptable and showed a lack of respect for their appropriate role of government and for the people that we're trusted to serve. Two pieces to what I want to talk about today. The first is, I believe that all of the people who were affected by this conduct deserve this apology, and that's why I'm giving it to them. I also need to apologize to them for my failure as the governor of this state to understand the true nature of this problem sooner than I did. But I believe I have an understanding now of the true nature of the problem, and I've taken the following action as a result. This morning, I've terminated the employment of Bridget Kelly, effective immediately. I terminated her employment because she lied to me. I brought my senior staff together, I think about 4 weeks ago, tomorrow, and I put to all of them one simple challenge. If there is any information that you know about the decision to close these lanes in Fort Lee, you have 1 hour to tell either my chief of staff, Kevin O'Dowd, or my chief counsel, Charlie McKenna. I told them that in an hour I was going to go out in a press conference, and if no one gave me other information to the contrary, that I was going to say that no one on my staff was involved in this matter. Over the course of the next hour, Kevin and Charlie interviewed each member of my senior staff, came back and reported to me that they all reported that there was no information other than what we already knew that had been testified to by Senator Barone regarding this incident.
All right, sounds like he's got it wrapped around a little bit. It'd be interesting to listen to all 2 hours. Anybody listen to all 2 hours of that?
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
So we're talking about Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. Yesterday's press conference went on for a couple of hours. He was baited by the news media, as usual. They don't much get what's going on. It's all about them. Christie did a good job from what I can gather. Here's Jay Leno with some laughs about the Christie situation.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in the news, as you know. Yeah. He doesn't know yet if he's running for president in 2016. I guess he'll cross that bridge when he comes to it. I guess. Well, this has turned into a huge scandal. Apparently somebody in Governor Christie's office, as you know, was involved in that traffic lane closure at the George Washington Bridge that clogged up a major artery, caused a huge traffic jam. And the allegation is it was done in retaliation against the mayor of Fort Lee for not supporting Christie's reelection campaign. But Christie's denying any personal involvement. He said he was too busy clogging his own arteries at the time.
Okay. Here's Taco Steve Scott with political analyst Larry Sabato about Christie's apology, the general press tone of the press conference.
Larry, you watched this whole thing. How did Chris Christie handle this mess?
Christie did very well. He was impressive in the press conference. He answered every question he was asked. He certainly took enough of them. Some were friendly and others were hostile. But I think he did as well as he could do in the 2 hours available in the press conference to refute some of the charges being made against him in Bridgegate. However, you also have to say this is going to go on and on. There are state investigations. There may be civil penalties assessed because of some of the personal crises that occurred during the traffic backups on those 3 days. There will be other political consequences just in New Jersey. It's not going to be the open to a second term that Chris Christie hoped it would be. So there are real consequences that will affect any presidential bid he chooses to make.
You know, leading up to the governor's news conference today, here in our newsroom at WCBS, we wondered, which Chris Christie will we see? Will he come out fire and brimstone? He came out contrite. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. I'm humiliated. Was that the right approach?
Oh, absolutely. I think if he had come out and said, "How dare you question me?" and that would have sunk like a stone. No, he took the right approach, and he kept saying, "I'm the one on top. I'm the one responsible. It's you know, blame me," and so on. He said all the right things. And frankly, if he was not involved in the incident or in the cover up of the incident, he's going to be fine. Basically, that is, he's fired at least two people who were involved, and there may be others. He's continuing to do interviews with his staff. His fear ought to be that something is going to emerge from these investigations that will contradict something he said in a press conference. There's a reason why senior public officials don't frequently give two-hour press conferences. The more you talk on the record, the more there is to shoot at. Your opponents have a lot of material, and no doubt some people will use that material even before the presidential campaign begins.
That's what I was going to ask. I mean, if Chris Christie runs for president, will this be a campaign issue? And do you think he did enough to smooth over the bumps?
This will be an issue because he's governor, and inevitably his opponents are going to say, "You mean you didn't know what the people closest to you, your own campaign manager, your inner staff aides were doing? If you can't manage a governor's office, how will you manage the presidency, which is infinitely more complex?" It will be in a TV ad for every candidate running against Christie, assuming Christie runs and actually becomes the front runner. So, of course, it's not over.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia Serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back again on today's top story. The big deal today is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's apology for the Bridge Lane closure. Said he was embarrassed and humiliated. We had some of the audio at his press conference a few minutes ago. And now we'll go back to the, we'll have some calls, I'm sure, on this in a few moments. 888-302-3684. Kenny, I would ask you from the Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter account, what do we have on Christie?
Let's see. Elizabeth says, I do believe Christie, and I would still vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
Jan says, New Jersey is, always was, and always will be the armpit of America by virtue of its politicians.
No, it smells when you start driving down the New Jersey Turnpike. What else?
This is my favorite one from D. She says, if you like your bridge, you can keep your bridge.
If you want to say hello to the bridge, dun-dun-dun. All right, let's keep going here. Radio host Bill Handel. Talking about what we now know about Mr. Christie as a potential presidential candidate.
My first thought, as we were just listening to Governor Christie, is I have to tell you, there was not one iota of political speak in that speech. This was not a politician who was talking to the people of New Jersey and actually talking to all of us in the country, because this is a presidential candidate who is speaking to all of us, and we are now taking note of the kind of man he is under these circumstances, under this kind of pressure. How does he react with something that's been thrown in his face like this? I think he gives us a good idea of, at least under these circumstances, what he would do as president. And I got to tell you, I loved what he had to say. He didn't bandy his words about. He said that Bridget Ann Kelly lied. Not misspoke, not in any way did not tell the truth, obfuscated, didn't tell me the whole story. She lied. I was lied to. She is a liar. And I fired her this morning. I mean, he made that real clear. How many times did he say that, incidentally, that she was a liar and he fired her?
Several.
I know. He just kept, yeah. He also talked about David Wilstein, who was head of the Port Authority. Gone. Packing. Fired. And finally, Bill Stefien. These are the three names he mentioned. Bill Stefien, former campaign manager, and just became effectively head of the New Jersey Republican Party as a contract employee, a good contract employee, in terms of heading the party or heading the various campaigns that party of people running for that under that party are going to use his facilities, use his ability, his political ability, gone. And of course, the big loser here, or the one who is most to blame, is Bridget Ann Kelly, who is his deputy chief of staff.
Gonzo. All right. Well, those people always find jobs doing something else. They're not likely that she'd be out of work, or any of those people be out of work for long. But it's ceremonial, and it's important to have done that. As far as Christie is concerned, that's the way I'd read it anyway. Bridget Ann Kelly, in the emails made public, Kelly decided to direct the Port Authority to close the lanes, or at least this official there, this guy Weinstein, was it Weinstein?
I think it's Wildstein.
Yeah. Anyway, this bridge, Fort Lee. I've been in few places in my life that I thought were maybe Detroit. Fort Lee is like Detroit, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway. All right. But the point here is that, and Handel hit the nail on the head as he usually does. That Christie handled it well. Let's listen to another read on this before we take some calls at 888-302-3684. This is Jonathan Rush and Kelly Nash talking about the possibility of this woman dying because of the bridge slowdown. Now everybody seems to be either distancing themselves. Well, this is what these guys say. I don't see people distancing themselves. I don't see them turning against Christie. But that's the conclusion these guys come to.
It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. It's an indefensible position. There's a dead woman involved. A woman died over some shenanigans. No. Who's going to come to his aid and say, ah!
Now, by the way,
give him a pass.
I know, this becomes a gigantic beef stew for me that I just want to serve up over rice and sit here and maybe even get a jacuzzi size and crawl in it and just lavish in it. And I don't want to get too far off the track, but you're right, Kelly. A woman did die because the traffic was backed up in what now seems to be from someone who's been fired out of Chris Christie's organization as a payback, revenge, as it were, for the mayor of a particular township.
Fort Lee, New Jersey.
In New Jersey, who did not throw his support behind Governor Christie.
Refused to endorse him, and so the payback was, we're going to shut down your town.
And I think it's hysterical that we have talking heads on news all day today talking about the woman who died, and that is a tragedy. But let's not bring up Benghazi again. Now,
well, no, that's what I'm saying. Because if you're a conservative, you value human life.
Absolutely.
And so it doesn't matter whether you meant to kill her, whatever. It was a joke. It wasn't a joke. Whatever. There's a dead woman involved. So nobody's going to come to Chris Christie's aid and say, ah. Because if you do, then they're going to say, well, what about Benghazi? Why are you upset about that one?
Well, the same talking heads that just shuffled Benghazi off are now the ones that are standing up. It's funny how everybody's turned on America's most beloved Republican, Chris Christie. Everybody's turned on him. All the news.
What? If you're a conservative, you value human life? I just stop right there. Never mind.
Those
the discussion.
The only ones?
What kind of a stupid, asinine statement is that? I don't know these guys. But if you're a did you hear that? If you're a conservative, you value human life. Okay. I'm a real conservative. Of course. That wasn't the inference at all by listening to these guys. The inference is, if you're a liberal, life means nothing to you. That's what they were saying with that.
Right.
But, isn't that right? Isn't that what they were saying?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so anyway, I mean, that's not really what the issue is, but to listen to that kind of trash, I just think it's foolish, that kind of stuff. And and by the way, in this era of the competition that's in the world of news talk radio, conversation, local shows, these guys must be, they have to be good or they wouldn't have survived. But having said that, that's the same kind of thing you call Chris Christie on the carpet for, you know, having something happen there that he didn't really control. I would say, boys, you need to reevaluate that. If you are a conservative, you value human life. That is a nonsensical, foolish statement. At any rate, most people don't even know what a conservative is anymore. They listen to the talking points from the people who are right of center, and then, yeah, okay, we're all conservatives. I always love it when somebody calls me on the air and says, I'm a conservative, of course. By the way, when you call 888-302-3684, don't expect you're going to get on in 4 seconds. Please be patient. If you take the time to call the radio program and want to be on, we're eager to hear from you if you have something to say, but it takes longer than 4 seconds. Your patience quotient needs to be longer than 4 seconds. Give us a minute or two to get to you as we work our way through the callers. So what do you have to say about New Jersey? What do you have to say about Chris Christie? What do you have to say about his staff? Are you happy? Not happy? If you're in New Jersey, be interesting to hear from you. We got two or three new stations this year in New Jersey. So let's hop on at 888-302-3684 here on Good Day.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. It was Boston.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings.
you can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
888-302-3684. Christie, everybody's getting in on this act. Why would anybody, other than just stopping and seeing Senator Bob Corker, as an example, from Tennessee, some reporter sees him on the street and says, hey, what do you think about this? And he says, if they're going to find an email that links him, Tennessee's toast. Okay, Senator Corker, thanks for weighing in on
genius.
That. Yeah, that was... All right, let's see if we can find some more geniuses here in the form of your phone calls. 888-302. Doug, here's Tammy, first New Jerseyan on the line.
I actually was a low-level intern for the governor's campaign this past campaign cycle, and just watching all the coverage the last couple of days, I'm very disappointed. I still want to give the governor the benefit of the doubt, but, it's very disconcerting to me, and I'm very upset because I worked tirelessly. Not only was I door-to-door, I did door-to-door. I also made phone calls, countless hours, and it's just disconcerting. And, I'll wait and watch the hearings today, and we'll see how things go, but... I'm upset, and I actually got a photo with him towards the end of the campaign. That was one of the things I wanted, and, I don't know, as a lesson for sure, but I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. However, incompetence is a word I would use because he should have known about it. If he didn't know about it, he should have hired people that wouldn't have done this to him.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Governor Christie's aide, David Wildstein, was brought before a Senate committee yesterday, and he pled the fifth. I plead not guilty or guilty. I plead the fifth. All right, so that usually is an indicator that you're not clean. 888-302-3684. Another New Jerseyite. Mark, what do you think?
I am personally a far left wing nut, pinko commie liberal. but having said that, I think it's absolutely possible the governor did not know this. But just from what I've seen, it appears that the governor has this virtual army surrounding him of people that will do anything just to, like, spread the bulliness around. And if that's the case, then, I mean, what does it say that, like, some of his appointees are lifelong friends that he's willing to have them fall on their swords just so they can please the governor with these? I mean, some of the scandals we've seen, I mean, he took the security detail away from one of our ex-governors because he didn't like something that he said. It goes back to when he was a U.S. attorney. But the thing is, I don't necessarily think anything bad is going to happen to him because there's just this culture in New Jersey, it seems, that people admire this. They want somebody who pulls stunts like this.
Hey, really? 888-302-3684. The mayor of Fort Lee told the governor not to visit Fort Lee? So what? Why would the governor listen to him? I'd say this guy, it sounds to me like the mayor of Fort Lee is a petty politician. I think there's a little pettiness or a lot of it on both sides here, it would appear. All right, let's go from New Jersey to Pennsylvania, where Fred resides.
I think that Christie probably needs to go. He probably knew about this. I realize that this is municipal politics at its dirtiest. I see no difference in what he did with what Barack Obama did during the government shutdown. It's a retribution against people that can't defend themselves to make a political point. The actions of Christie's staff, if not Christie himself, put people at risk. If people were riding in an ambulance and needed to get to the hospital, the traffic jam literally probably put their lives in danger. It's the same thing with the Park Service shutdown of the memorials in Washington, D.C. It's all part and parcel.
I'm indignant. All right, sir. You have every right to be indignant. Dolores in Tennessee on Chris Christie.
I believe that Governor Christie knew what was happening, and it's just another Republican being a bully. He's not the only bully. I believe the members of Congress, especially the Tea Party and the leader of the House, are bullies, and they're all against the poor people, and Christie is just one of them.
Shoot them all. All right, madam.
Gatesgate, up next here on Good Day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back at the track here, action continues in conversation mode. I'm Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler and I monitoring all of the things that we can put our fingers and our mind around and our eyes around and our ears around to bring you up to date. The Chris Christie business, it's going to have, that'll be this Sunday morning. I think we can pretty much predict what the Sunday morning talk programs on TV are going to be about. I don't know that there's going to be a lot of heavy lifting involved in that. Okay, all Obama's saying is, get him off of, we put him on the front page and Obama's off the front page. Having said that, a lot of people have focused on this book that Robert Gates wrote. Well, you've got a Twitter there that is interesting from Donald Trump, Kenny. We want to pass that along to folks who are listening.
This tweet just popped up. It says, from Donald Trump, while I am a critic of President Obama, I hate it when someone like Robert Gates writes a self-serving negative book about his boss.
All right, so Gates is really pummeling Obama, not that it makes any difference at this point in time. It's just more piling on, in essence. But Gates didn't have the reputation of being somebody who would go out of his way. I mean, he's probably going to make some money on this book because people want to. You can just imagine how the right-wing radio guys are going to have a picnic with this and promote the heck out of it. So Gates will be around promoting it, and he'll make a few bucks. And so should he, at the expense of President Obama. Let's listen to this conversation. Alan Ludell in Wilmington, WDEL, talks to Rebecca Cinderbrand from Politico.com about the White House reaction to this book.
Tell us more about what has been released in these extracts from the book and the pushback from the White House.
Well, you know, this book is pretty tough. A book that's definitely grabbed attention here inside the Beltway. Secretary Gates, former Secretary Gates, taking aim at Vice President Biden, saying he's been consistently wrong on foreign policy over four decades of foreign service, service to the country, and drawing a swift pushback from the White House. Late yesterday, got a statement from the White House very strongly pushing back. Didn't mention some of the other kind of strong allegations in the book, but focusing specifically on defending the Vice President. And of course, today we have, and this is very interesting, it's a pretty rare event here in Washington, the President and the Vice President having lunch, which isn't unusual. What is unusual is that we have reporters invited in to see it.
Interesting. Has there been any specific pushback? For example, the White House arguing, Joe Biden talking about some kind of an Iraqi confederation. Maybe that might have been better than what we're seeing in Iraq now. Or Joe Biden, who urged the bombardment of the Serbs for atrocities in the former Yugoslavia. Well, you know, things are not hunky-dory in the former Yugoslavia as it broke up, but you could argue at least there's more stability in those former Yugoslavia republics than if Milosevic had stayed on longer.
Well, it was a pretty specific pushback. So, you know, the statement that came out yesterday, again, very quickly after the release of these excerpts, fairly quickly, it said, look, the president appreciates Bob Gates' service as Secretary of Defense and so on, but then very quickly says the president disagrees with Secretary Gates' assessment. Look, on the Balkans, on Iraq,
All right, we got it. Thank you. All right, let's wrap this up. Here's the host, Pete Callender, talking to Steve Bucci from the Heritage Foundation about the Gates book.
What was your first reaction? I'm assuming you haven't read all 600 pages of the book yet, unless you're a speed reader. But what have you read so far, and what has been your initial take?
Well, just in general, this has been the most sort of extravagant expression of displeasure that I've ever seen from a former cabinet member. And when it comes from somebody like Bob Gates, who is a very serious, essentially nonpartisan kind of public servant, it's pretty extraordinary the degree to which he's sort of vented himself in this book.
Why do you think he waited until after he was gone to say these things? He freely admits in the book that he never said any of this stuff to some of the more direct criticisms of the president or his political operatives or the vice president. He never said these things to these people while he had the opportunity.
There's a great culture among the professional, you know, group of people, whether they wear uniforms or they're civilian public servants like Gates, there's an incredible culture of just not just saluting and saying yes sir, yes sir. They, you know, they express themselves, they express disagreements, but to really, you know, say, hey, I'm out of here, you're totally wrong on this, boss, it's not done very often. You see it with generals, you see it with people like Gates. They hold back and continue to serve with the hope that they're going to be able to do more good by staying involved and staying in it than they would if they just broke ranks.
All right. So there's a pretty good overview. That wraps it up for this hour of Good Day. 59 past.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.